Mike. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Deuce. Welcome to Amateur Opinions, the fantasy football show. I'm ecstatic to be here. I just feel good, man. It's a Thursday. Long weekend's coming up. So, yeah, I'm pumped. As you can tell, I am pumped. Man, game week 6 coming up. Exciting stuff. I won't even spend time on the captain choice. Literally, you can't go wrong with either of them. Either of them being Ronaldo or Salah. Salah has done great away from home this season. Ronaldo has done great at home. Well, he's only had one home game, but he's done great in that one game. So, yeah, take your pick, honestly. You know, whichever one will get you points. Brentford have also obviously been strong at the back. You know, so has, I believe, Aston Villa, kind of, not really. But, yeah, they've been fairly solid and difficult. I mean, Chelsea put 3 past them, which is why, and Lukaku had a brace. So that's why I'm going for Ronaldo, because, you know, if Lukaku can get a brace against Villa, Ronaldo definitely can too. So that's my pick, but honestly, you can't go wrong with either of them. Okay, so let's talk about the week in general, right? All right, so the games of note, I would say, besides the obvious ones, so I'd say the Everton-Norwich game, that's massive because Norwich, as we all know, has been leaking like, you know, like what do they call those ceilings that leak? It's leaking like that. That's how bad it's been. So, you know, with the way, you know, Andros Townsend is playing and the way Gray is playing, Decore as well, that's a differential right there. But for 5-5, you got to put your money on the forward players, you know. Decore has been great, obviously. But, yeah, you know, Gray has 3 goals. Andros Townsend has, you know, one goal, couple of assists. So, yeah, so, you know, that's looking like a game where they can do damage. Unfortunately, I might decide otherwise, but I don't think I'm going to get him. I'll explain the reasons a bit later as the time goes. All right, the Leeds game against West Ham. Looks like Bamford is out. Rafinha is a doubt. You know, Rafinha is a long-term play for me, meaning, you know, from next week, especially from next week going forward, he's definitely long-term play for me, and I think he's going to do well. He might be out for this game. The Bielsa wasn't really keen on specifying exactly whether he's out or not. He said it's a doubt. He said, I'm not trying to be coy about it. Like, literally, it's one of those, it could go either way. So that's why I'm not selling him. He's not out long-term. So there's no point selling him. Bamford is actually out for this game. So if you have him, unlucky boy. You might want to, you know, replace him. Or I don't know how long he's out for. If you have something on the bench, then good for you. But, yeah. So I'm going to keep Rafinha because I know I'm going to want him next week anyway. Because he'll probably play that game. Since he'll be also as iffy about it. You know, which brings me to some differentials, yeah. So the interesting ones really are dude called Armstrong. So he's been in my team for the past 2 weeks, the Southampton cat. He was the second top scorer in the Premiership last year, behind Tony, I believe. And Tony, obviously, he did wonders last week. Anyway, Armstrong. So, you know, he's obviously getting acclimated with the top league, with his team. But they've had a tough start, you know, of fixtures, if we're being honest. So I'm talking Man United, West Ham, Man City. And, you know, he has a goal and an assist in the first 5 games. And while we're putting those, you know, into the mix. So, and another interesting stat is he actually has had the most shots. Second most shots behind Antonio, right, of all the players in the league, most of them being in the box, which is a great, you know, thing. Almost got an assist for a penalty, but the penalty got overturned against Man City, which would have been an assist. So he's active, You know, he's not like Harry Kane, who's not really in the mix. Right, this guy is in the mix, and that is, you know, that's something you want to see for your striker. And he is 6 mil, I believe. So good price, 3% ownership. That's the kind of player you want. So especially with the fixtures lightening up from now on, and they're playing Wolves this week. Who knows what kind of Wolves will turn up? Is it the Wolves that Tony had a party with, or is it the Wolves that's been solid all season long? We really don't know. That's what sucks. We don't know. We know Norwich is going to be leaking. We don't know if Wolves is going to be leaking. So, yeah, only time will tell. I have him in my team. I might start him. I might not start him. It all depends. I might go with four defenders instead of the three. But, you know, who knows? I'll see. Okay, another differential. Kurt Zuma, you know, 5.4, 1% ownership. His next fixtures are Leeds. Brent Leeds away, Brentford at home, Everton away, Tottenham at home, and Villa away. Pretty decent fixtures. I'm personally not going for West Ham defenders. Yes, they kept it clean against Man United last night in the Carabao Cup. Does it really mean much? Put a decent, half decent striker in instead of Martial, and maybe they concede. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know. He's a threat at set pieces. You know, which is always a good thing to have if you're going to go for a center back. But for 5.4, honestly, there's better prices there. I'll be honest. I've already mentioned Decore. He's had a goal and 3 assists in the first 5 games. It's tough to beat that. But I always have a tough time getting a player like that in if I can get Gray for the same price in the same team. That's tough for me. But again, he's done well. Numbers don't lie. All right. A guy that is a must-have at this point is, honestly, Alonso. I'm sorry, Chilwell. You're not going to get game time. This reeks of Antonio Conte, back three, solid. And honestly, Alonso is the best in the world at being a left wing back. Like, tell me one person who's better at being a left wing back. Right wing back, Hakimi. Hands down, he's the best. But on the left, you can't tell me. You can't tell me of anyone who's better than Alonso at it. It's always proven when they go through at the back. So, and they become so solid, especially what they did against Tottenham with, you know, Christensen, Antonio Rudiger, and, you know, Thiago Silva, like, holding it down. So, honestly, you have to have him in your team at this point. A very painful error last week. I knew they were going to keep it clean. I decided to go for Reece James. Big, big mistake. Waste of a transfer. I had to rectify that transfer this week, which is why I'm now in a pickle, because I wanted to get Jamari Gray, to be in my team. But now I'm not getting him for a hit. It just doesn't make sense. And I've got Armstrong trying to get him in my team. Am I going to sell Benrahma? Am I going to sell Rafinha? No. My plan was to sell Benrahma, but I need to just give him a few more games, see what he does. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave that in that manner. You know, you've got guys like Trent, who is also doing really well, but you know, for less you can get Alonso with similar output. In any case, he takes free kicks the same way Trent takes free kicks. He gets into the box even more. He's honestly amazing at his job. He understood his job, took his niche, perfected it, and this is him. This is him right here. Yeah. So let me just pull up the fixtures, see if there's anything interesting that I've left out. Look, I know I'm not doing that well this season, but I did prove last season that I'm decent at it. I've made a few questionable decisions this but we're only 5 games in, so I'm not too fussed. I'm not too worried. I'm not panicking. You know, I'm not freaking out. I'm chilled. I'm good. I'm not worried at all. Anyway, Chelsea's playing Man City. I actually didn't realize that. Oh yeah, I did. because I bought Alonso. Yeah, this could easily be a 0-0, honestly, or a Chelsea win. They're just too solid, man. Honestly, they're just too solid. It's annoying, man. Yeah, we've got Watford, Newcastle. Interesting game there. I'm waiting for Callum Wilson to be fit. He might sneak into my team, depending on how the boy Antonio fares in general. If his form is the same after this stop-start thing with the red card and all that stuff. Yeah. Palace Brighton. Yeah. Arsenal Spurs. That's another one that could be a 0-0 easily, just because both teams just don't look like scoring. It's quite bad. I think I've gotten through the gist of it, the important bits, which are the captain choice, you know, Ronaldo, Salah, take your pick, flip a coin, I don't really care. I'm going for Ronaldo because I'm a United fan and a Ronaldo believer. Man has scored in every game he's played in, that's guaranteed. And he's playing at home, which we've been better at than away, unfortunately. But yeah, these are my amateur opinions, people. You know, you can take them, you can leave them. I know I usually do the outro with that statement. That didn't quite feel like an outro. But all I'm saying is fantasy is a science, but it's a lot of luck involved, you know. And you need patience, taking hits, unnecessary hits. If I take a hit for Gray and then Armstrong does something and he's on my bench, what have I really done? What am I doing? And you know, Damari has to cover that -4. So that's the kind of thing you need to ask. And Gray has done well this season, but he's like one of those one goal merchants, which is good, but not for a hit. Especially if it's not, you have someone who can actually come in. Anyway, I'm going to go play some football, some actual football. Game starts in 30 minutes, so I got to get going. But thank you so much for joining me. These are my amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.